السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Palestine needs a military jihad mission far more than a humanitarian mission global Samud flotilla. At a time when war is raging in the Middle East between America, the Jewish entity, and Iran, Malaysia launched a humanitarian mission to Gaza under the global Samud flotilla, GSF, for the second time. Many observers note that the chosen timing is highly inappropriate. Furthermore, this current mission is fraught with controversy, unlike its predecessor. Many have raised concerns regarding the failure of the first mission, where nearly all goods were confiscated by the Jewish entity, a scenario that is highly likely to repeat itself. This would render the mission not merely futile, but one that inadvertently, quote-unquote, assists the Jewish entity in acquiring food supplies and daily necessities at no cost. Many have voiced that it has been apparent from the outset that this mission would effectively, quote-unquote, assist the Jewish entity instead of Gaza. Beyond that, many are cynical about the current mission due to the conduct of several participants themselves. As demonstrated during the first mission, they utilized the initiative as a platform to garner publicity. The involvement of celebrities and women, including married women traveling without a mahram, a married guardian, has further exacerbated the controversy, as it violates Islamic law concerning travel and presents a significant potential for ikhtilat, free mingling of the sexes, throughout the journey. What causes the public to be increasingly nauseated by GSF 2.0 is the direct involvement of the ruling party, reducing this mission to nothing more than a political vehicle for the government to restore its image after facing public backlash for its failure in managing various domestic issues. This mission is led directly by the Chief Minister of Selangor, who has appointed to represent the Prime Minister of Malaysia, and involves the delivery of over 300 tons of aid via 30 containers, funded by contributions for the public, corporations, state governments, and the federal government. Regardless of all these factors, we in Hizb ut-Tahrir wish to emphasize that this GSF 2.0 mission will not erase the fact that the Prime Minister of Malaysia indirectly, quote-unquote, facilitates the destruction of Gaza through robust economic cooperation with the country supplying weapons of mass destruction to the Jewish entity. This GSF 2.0 mission will also not erase the fact that the Prime Minister of Malaysia danced with Trump at a time when Trump, through his Jewish protege, massacred Gaza, claiming the lives of over 70,000 innocent people. Furthermore, this GSF 2.0 mission will not erase the fact that the Prime Minister of Malaysia consents to the existence of the illegitimate Jewish entity as a recognized state, one that is built upon the blood and lives of the Palestinians. With all these glaring facts, the government that launches GSF 2.0 under the pretext of aiding Gaza? We wish to remind that any relief mission to Palestine should not be undertaken for political interests, image laundering, seeking name and popularity, gaining political mileage and publicity, or for the sake of boasting about one's efforts. A mission should be conducted solely for the sake of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, founded upon the Islamic creed and Islamic brotherhood to assist our oppressed brethren. Such missions must also not be weaponized to reproach others with the narrative of, quote, I have done something while you have done nothing, end quote. We further wish to remind that the Gaza issue is not merely a problem of Muslims requiring food, clothing, and medicine. It is undeniably true that the people of Gaza are in dire need of all these essentials. However, the plight of Gaza extends far beyond that. Gaza, as an integral part of Palestine, represents the issue of usurped Muslim lands, where its inhabitants are murdered, waged war upon, and expelled. This is the root of the Gaza problem. On this basis, viewing and assisting Gaza solely through a humanitarian or victimhood lens is profoundly naive and will never resolve the root of the issue. We do not wish to feed the victims today only for them to be slaughtered by the predator tomorrow. We do not wish to provide medicine to the victims today only for them to be crushed by the predator tomorrow. And we do not wish to erect tents for the victims today, only for them to be obliterated by the predator tomorrow. Bear in mind that the people of Gaza wish to return to their respective homes, resume their normal daily lives, and live as free individuals, safe and secure from any threats. All of this will never be achieved as long as the predator roams free and is not eradicated. On that premise, we wish to remind and assert that helping Palestine is not merely a matter of saving the victims. What is far more paramount and essential is the eradication of the predator. Only with the elimination of the predator will the victims be fully secure, able to return to their rightful homes, resume their daily lives as normal, and reclaim their lost dignity and honor. We wish to emphasize that the only way to eliminate the predator is through jihad, fi sabilillah, war in the cause of Allah. War must be answered with war. Murder must be answered with murder. And expulsion must be answered with expulsion. This is the sole answer to the land usurping and Muslim murdering illegal Jewish entity. Without jihad waged by the armies of the Muslims, even if 1,000 GSF missions were mobilized, it would never resolve the issue of Palestine. It would only continue to delight the Jews, la'natullahi alayhim, as they are granted the opportunity to receive free supplies from their own enemies. Without questioning the intentions and sincerity of the participants, or whatever underlying agenda the organizers of this GSF 2.0 mission might possess, we assert that the rulers of the Muslims, and especially their armies, should feel deeply ashamed by the efforts of civilians to aid Palestine through humanitarian missions such as this. The civilians are compelled to mobilize because the rulers and the armies refuse to do so. The civilians are forced to aid the victims because the rulers and armies refuse to eliminate the predator. Truly, nothing remains of the rulers of the Muslims today except betrayal. Finally, we wish to remind the entire Muslim Ummah that Palestine requires a special mission by the military forces to liberate it. A mission not for seeking name, fame, publicity, popularity, or cheap propaganda, but undertaken with absolute sincerity for the sake of Allah alone. It is this very mission that, when executed solely for His sake, will automatically grant its quote-unquote participants honor and recognition without them seeking it. Indeed, their names will be illustriously reported and continuously praised by the inhabitants of the heavens. And more importantly, their names, inshallah, will be beautifully etched upon the gates of paradise, with the maidens of paradise awaiting them with deep longing behind those gates. This is the mission of true victory. Abdul Hakim Uthman, official spokesperson of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Malaysia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.